Good morning. It's 8:42. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom here to Tyler Gumnick. Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Each Friday morning at this time during the football season, we get a chance to talk some football with the head coach of the Knox Prairie Fire, Coach Damon Tomeo. Coach, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be back. And another warm, I tell you what, the weather is just, we went from summer to fall quick and fall. Yeah. Man, I'm thinking winter's around the corner. It feels like November outside.
Well, the unfortunate thing is tomorrow is going to be a perfect afternoon for a football game. And unfortunately, you guys don't get one.
Just not one here. Yeah. Just not one here.
It was supposed to be.
Supposed to be. Yeah, supposed to be for Knox tomorrow. With the Grinnell College situation, they had to forfeit the rest of their season with the lack of players. And it's kind of sad to see for their team and the program there, and for everyone that they had to play, and including our players who don't have an opportunity to compete tomorrow. Yeah.
I mean, any talk, are they going to be able to come back and do it next year, or is the program going to go by the wayside? That's probably kind of the chatter now. You don't know.
That's it. We really don't know. They're saying they want to play, and we, you know, fingers crossed that they will, but they still got to go and find more players to join them at Grinnell. And right now, we got to just take care of our team and do the best we can with what we have and keep moving forward. It's kind of an interesting, odd bye week because it really wasn't a scheduled one, and our guys are ready to be playing. But got a chance to catch up on some studies. Midterms going on in Knox College this week, and it's busy academically, and we got 4 weeks left in the season.
Well, let's talk a little bit about last Saturday's game. Again, you run it, just offensively, you just couldn't get it cranked up, and you had a couple of weeks where it was really good, and they had 2 weeks in a row. Was it lack of the running game again against their defense with the University of Chicago?
Or? Yeah, Chicago's a good team, and we knew that coming in. Them and Monmouth were picked 1-2 in the South Division this year, and in the North, it was Lake Forest and St. Norbert, so we knew coming in they were good. Offense just kind of sputtered a little bit throughout the day. It was a 20-mile-an-hour wind, which was interesting for both teams to deal with at times, kicking game, passing game. And, defensively, we hung on and we kind of frustrated the receivers. They want to throw the ball as they do, but just not enough to go up to a team like that and win, and we're going to have to perform a little bit better. It's very similar to Lake Forest. You got to perform a little bit better in the tough games.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Why it's disappointing that you don't have a game tomorrow, a game that would definitely have been a winnable game and get you guys kind of back on that track, back in that mentality.
Yeah, it's crazy that we went up to Lake Forest. We played at Chicago this week, and now we're down to Illinois College next week. We haven't had a home game in 4 weeks here at Knox.
Wow, and it would have been tomorrow. Would have been tomorrow. So now you don't get one till November 2nd, which will be homecoming with Cornell. So a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, still, I can't believe we're right at that point of the season where this is technically going into week 6, finishing up, and then we got 4 weeks left after that in the regular season. And believe it or not, we're halfway past the midpoint in the college football season at all levels.
Yeah. I see over down the road tomorrow for the homecoming over there. Is that right? Aren't they at the Monmouth tomorrow?
Monmouth, at Monmouth. Yeah, now I'm not allowed to go watch that by
you're
conference
not. Okay.
Rules.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
I'm
okay.
Saying it now. I won't be there.
Okay.
But, Monmouth is hosting Illinois College tomorrow, which should be a good game for us to get on video as we're playing both those teams coming up quick.
Dumb rules.
got to follow the rules. NCAA, got to follow the rules.
I get it. All right. Well, by tomorrow, not a scheduled bye. Everybody already had their scheduled bye, but now everybody's going to get a bye their Grinnell week. And again, for some teams, maybe it'll be a blessing, get some guys that maybe dinged up to heal a little bit. But like for you guys, you just want to get back out there and play. So it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's time to play. It's that time of year where these games are precious. You can look across the landscape. Everybody wants to be playing right now. So. But, anyways, it's what it is, and we got to keep moving forward, and we got some tough games down the road for us that we got to get excited about and prepare for.
Well, the rest of the college football season actually kicks off tonight. Number 4, Ohio State, a Big Ten game, a Friday night game. They'll be up in the Chicago area as well, playing Pat Fitz's Northwestern team. I'm guessing the Wildcats are probably going to struggle on this one.
It's probably going to be a struggle on this one. Ohio State is humming, and they are looking really, really good. I don't know if Northwestern is going to have a real shot in this one, even though they're at home, but it's always fun in those games just to, let it rip and see how it goes and see what happens. So, but Ohio State is a real deal program this year.
Looks like there's actually 3 or 4 pretty interesting games. Of course, Illinois, talk about struggles. They got Wisconsin coming in tomorrow, and the Badgers are playing some pretty good football.
Yeah, I think not just running the ball. I mean, Wisconsin has been able to move the football in the air as well, and they're playing really good defense. Wisconsin's a real deal program, and as they're now at number 6 in the country, I could see that continuing to move in that direction as they continue to press through the season. Wisconsin's real, and it should be fun to watch them late in the season.
Another Big Ten matchup, number 7 Penn State hosting number 16 Michigan at Happy Valley.
Now, that's one of the bigger games that we really got to take note on, because in the Big Ten, you know, everyone's talking, hey, Wisconsin's got a team this year. But on the other side of it, Ohio State, like, sure. But what's going on Penn State, Michigan, and what's going to happen there with the Big Ten? So we're sitting right now, Ohio State's kind of the clear favorite. Penn State's not out. They're sitting at 7. They're 6-0 on the season. Michigan at 5-1. The Khakis still firm in this one. If they have a shot of doing anything, it's got to be over Penn State. Michigan State, Indiana, Maryland, Rutgers kind of rounded out. But on the other side of the bracket in the Big Ten, Minnesota and Wisconsin. Minnesota is 6-0.
Yeah.
6-0. Now, they've had some squeakers, but they're still wins.
Yeah.
And I'd rather be 6-0 than 4-2, saying we lost the close ones. So them and Wisconsin should be 1-2, and then everyone else rounding out from Nebraska, Purdue. Iowa's having a good year. They're going to have to knock somebody off to really have a shot. And then Illinois, you know, it's a tough one, as is Northwestern, with 2-1 win apiece.
Yeah, and Iowa's at home tomorrow. Not going to be easy, though. They got Purdue coming in.
No, Purdue, it's a winnable game for them, and it's one they're going to have to if they're going to keep making a push in the West and looking for a legitimate bowl game on New Year's Day.
Seems like the other notable games, you're looking out west this time around for the
Here we
notables.
Go again. You're going to rip on the Pac-12.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying these are the other notable games, because you got 4 ranked teams. Number 12, Oregon, at number 25, Washington. Number 13, Utah, hosting number 17, ASU.
Yeah, the Pac-12 was another kind of mess this year, with teams losing a game they shouldn't, and then some teams kind of merging. Oregon, 5-1 on the season, with Washington there right on their heels. So this is the game for the Pac-12 North. Now, if you turn the TV on last night, you should be crying. Stanford, UCLA. Stanford just struggling in all phases. They're on their third quarterback. They just can't seem to get it going this year. Only 3-4, but gosh, it's been a real rough year for the Cardinals. Losing to what was a one-win UCLA team at Stanford. Ouch. Yeah, that's not good. UCLA was one of our top dumpster fires, and I'm surprised they pulled that one out. So on the other side, in the South bracket, USC continuing to kind of win games and find a way. Arizona State and Utah are the other two that people are talking about in the South. So North is probably decided tomorrow with Oregon and Washington.
Any other games you're looking forward to? Number 1, Alabama hosting Tennessee. 2, LSU at Mississippi State. Oklahoma State, West Virginia. Anything else that jumps out at you at all?
The one you got to look at, the Michigan at Penn State. I think it's just going to be a great ball game. It's in the night slot at 6:30. I think it's going to be a fun one to watch, and major implications in the Big Ten. Other than that, this seems to be kind of an off week around where a lot of the top teams aren't playing anybody that's real notable.
Well, I guess I should mention this, because of what South Carolina did last week, knocked off Georgia. Now they've got number 9 Florida, and that's out at South Carolina.
Makes you wonder, but I don't think South Carolina is going to be in that part of the conversation at this point. But you still got to go play and win, and I think that's something that lesson can be learned. You know, staring around the top 25, Alabama, LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, outside looking in, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Penn State. Now, Notre Dame continues to knock on the door, as does Florida. Georgia's loss is going to hurt them, probably knock them out of the Final Four. So if the season ended today, Alabama, LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Penn State, we got 7 teams that are undefeated.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Some good stuff to come, though.
If I don't say Minnesota in there, I'm going to get a phone call later. Or Boise State, I'm going to get a phone call. Or Baylor. Okay, but, you know, the top teams have really been in the conversation at the front.
I see on I don't know why I'm always confused, because I'm still Division I and whatever. So FBS, FCS, the other one, Illinois State up to, they're 11-1, poll 10 in the other poll, and Northern Iowa ranked. It's actually kind of I wouldn't say a changing of the guard, because Northern Iowa and ISU have both been decent, but you've had the Dakotas up there on top of stuff in football for the last several years, and now neither one of them right there, at least in the rankings.
No, it's been the Missouri Valley is a grinder. Yeah. Every one of those games is going to be tough. And Western Illinois had their struggles this year trying to get through that conference, with North Dakota State and South Dakota State in the same conference and being national finalists most years. So it's a tough one. Illinois State being not ranked is interesting. And I just think it's a sign of the time sometimes when you ebb and flow a little bit. But NDSU, got to mention them. They're humming again.
Mm-hmm.
They just continue to win games regardless of who the head coach is. They're on their third head coach, and they still aren't losing games.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. It's so I'm guessing whoever's coming in, they're not changing a lot necessarily, maybe? Is that have they been promoting from within?
From within.
Okay, that makes sense.
This is
sense.
The third promotion from within, and people that have been around the program for a while, and they keep hiring NDSU people back. It's impressive to watch what they've done. Yeah. I mean, 6-0 this season already, and I don't see it stopping anytime soon.
If you can recruit there, where can't you recruit? I mean, put one of those guys at UCLA or USC and see what they could do.
makes you wonder. Yeah, no, it's true. There's a lot of truth to that. But I still think they have great facilities there. They have a great fan base. Arguably, they say one of the top 10 locations in college football is actually Fargo, North Dakota.
Really? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, considering all the environments that are out there with Alabama and LSU. Yeah. But the Bison, the dome they play in, it gets rocking. It's a fun place. They do a good, really, really good job. Having lived there and experienced it, it's pretty fantastic.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us here this morning. The Prairie Fire, an unexpected bye this week as they were supposed to play a host to Grinnell tomorrow afternoon. Grinnell not fielding a team this year due to injuries and whatnot, so an unexpected bye week. And then another week on the road next week down at Illinois College and finally back for homecoming on November 2nd with Cornell coming to town. Well, let's switch gears. No surprise last night. Chiefs, a big win over the Broncos in Denver, 30-6. But Patrick Mahomes goes down.
That's way more of the talk this morning. Is forget the game. Your quarterback's out.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to kind of wonder what they're going to do and how the rest of the season is going to go for them. That's a big loss for Kansas City because he's been playing really, really well.
Reigning MVP, and my goodness. Well, the Bears, is Drew Brees going to be back this week? He's not.
He's still out. Last I heard, he's still out. You know they're going to keep that tight, and all of a sudden he's going to magically reappear.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be the same even if Mitchell Trubisky is back. If Drew Brees is back, it doesn't make that much difference, does it?
No, not so much. But it's nice to see that the Bears are still favored in another game. And at home. So you got the afternoons, the 3:25 time slot. Watch the Bears with the visiting Saints. And I think they got a really good shot at another win.
One that I kind of jumped out at me because of what the Colts did last week. Texans at the Colts, 4-2 and 3-2. You go to home field there? I don't know.
You're going into the pick'em games here now. Yeah, Texans and the Colts. You're really pulling one out on me. I wasn't even thinking about that game to talk about. You always get me on one, Tom. Where I got to,
That's not what I'm trying to do.
Recalibrate myself here. This is one of the hardest things to do is when Tom just throws a random one at you and you have to be able to comment on it quickly and have very good insight. So that was my delay to think about what I was going to say. Definite pick'em game, 1-point spread. I think it's going to come down to, home field is the tough one. The Colts, they're still not playing overly well. They're just not scoring points, but neither team is really scoring points. So I guess you can flip a coin on that one. Go with the home team, Tom, on that one.
All right. which I did. I actually did that. I already did my picks. So, I mean, some good games on the schedule. I don't see any great games on the schedule,
though. No, I agree. And, if you want to see how good the New England Patriots are, turn it on Monday night. And you're going to watch them roll the Jets. But right now in the season, you got two undefeated teams with the Pats and the Niners, which is nice to see. One loss, Packers-Saints. Packers, still only one loss. Saints, Seahawks, and Bills. And then on the flip side of that, you always have to have about the bottom of the barrel, would be the Dolphins and the Bengals. So it was nice to see the Redskins actually picked up a win last week. And the Dolphins are still 0-4.
Yeah. What about Packers-Raiders? I mean, it's in Green Bay. Raiders 3-2. Packers just playing too well.
Packers are playing too well, and I think the Raiders are still struggling in some key spots to be competitive. So this is going to go the way of Green Bay.
Let's see. Did you hear, we had a story, Chargers talking about moving to St. Louis. Did you hear that one?
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. Why? I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a market for it. I don't know.
I think it'd be a nice place to play. They've already shown that you can have some good fan base there. So.
Yeah. Let's see. What else?
Especially have that many teams piling up in L.A.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. Maybe that's the thing they're looking at. It's like, hey, we got too much going on here. How about another one of those pick 'em? Eagles, Cowboys, home team? I mean, because neither. Well, we found out the Cowboys weren't as good as being a 3-0 team. They just hadn't played anybody.
Well, it's
so
in
both
the night
at 3-3.
Yeah, it's in the nighttime slot on Sunday, so it should be a fun one. It's a 2.5-point game. Dallas is a heavy favorite, though, but only 2.5 points. So I would take Dallas at home and give up the 2.5.
How about Ravens traveling out to Seattle Seahawks, 5-1 and 4-2? I mean, Seahawks are playing well.
Are playing well right now. That's a hard one. You go Seattle at home. That is a huge home field advantage for Seattle. So that's hard to go against.
All right. So, again, some good games. No great games this week, though, and some good ones to watch, though.
Yeah. Oh, we're crossing that point now. This is week 7 in the NFL, so 16-week game season. So we're almost at that halfway mark in college football. This is week 8, and this is the halfway mark this weekend for major college and for Division III.
And winding down on the high school side, the Streaks will spend the last 2 weeks on the road up at Augie tonight to take on Alamon. Then next week they've got the Sterling Golden Warriors. Knoxville continues to roll.
Absolutely. Knoxville's looking good. The game for Knoxville is next week with Farmington.
Yeah.
So hopefully they don't overlook this week. But next week Knoxville playing Farmington should be a really good game to watch. Abingdon qualifying nearly for the playoffs at this point. That should be good on that side of it. Farmington's in that same side of the bracket. Rushville, 5 wins on the season. They're going to put themselves in good position. I mean, we're getting close to that playoff conversation time with only 2 weeks left in the season.
Yeah. Streaks, it'll be tough tonight. Alamon started the season 0-3, and they've won 4 in a row. And they're looking to get themselves playoff eligible with a win tonight. So they've been playing really well. But the Streaks coming off their first conference win last week, a first home win for Coach Washabaugh.
Yeah, absolutely. It was nice to see Galesburg with the win last week. And I think they're going to have their chances tonight. Alamon is a little beat up. I might have some inside lines there. They're a little beat up, but it is at home for Alamon. That's going to help them this tonight.
Nice. They've really done a nice job with that stadium up there. It's so much better than it used to be. The visitor's side was some rickety old bleachers. Now it's the home side, and it's a really nice stadium like they had on the old home side, except new, and they've really made it into a stadium out there.
Yeah, it's good for the team to be able to play a nice home game for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else jumping out at you on the high school side of things?
Well, you know, we were yapping off the air last week about the playoffs coming up and trying to understand the playoffs. My goodness. I read a bunch into it. You know, there's 256 teams qualify for the playoffs in the state of Illinois. And if you have 6 wins or you win your conference, you're pretty much guaranteed in. 5 gets tricky, and there's always some 5-win teams that get left out. I was doing some digging into it. Most of the time it's between 15, 20, 25 teams a year that have 5 wins that are left out. So 5 is the bubble, but 6 or more, you're definitely going to go. And there's a lot of teams that qualify for it. And the enrollment across Illinois is dropping. A lot of schools are seeing a reduced enrollment. So a team that was in 6A is saying, hey, we're getting smaller, we should be in 5A. Well, the whole bracket of 6A is shifted down. So you got to really pay close attention to the enrollment across the state as it is changing. And it won't get set until the 256 teams are established for the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they'll start with the smallest and go on up in the first, 16? That's 1A, and then 2A, 3A, 4A, and on up.
And go from there. Yep. So across the state, you're looking at teams that have 100 students on their campus to teams that have 4,000 students.
Yeah.
And that is the IHSA's dilemma. And I think they do a good job trying to manage that because that is a big trick.
Well, one of the talks, the possibilities of starting, they had talked about this whole change and going to districts and no conferences. Now, one of the other things they're talking about is expanding the playoffs and going to 48 teams, and then there will be some 3 and 4 win teams getting in, which will be kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be so supportive of that. At 256, I mean, if you're 5 and 4, that's about the bottom of the edge. You should have a winning record, like a bowl game, to qualify for that next game. And I hate to see it just soften it up to let everybody in.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing in the Catholic League up in the suburbs in Chicago. A 5 and 4 team, you're going to be a really good team. But some other places, you're not necessarily going to be a very good team at 5 and 4.
No, and 5 and 4, a lot of them are going to make it into the playoffs, too. I mean, that's going to happen. But, at the end of the day, you got to win and you're in. And I don't know if you want to dilute the pool so much that you're just trying to give everybody a participation trophy and allow everybody access.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us this morning. The Prairie Fire with a week off, an unexpected bye week, as they were scheduled to play Grinnell tomorrow. Grinnell had to kind of – was not even forfeiting their season, just giving it up, and you don't even get a forfeit win out of it, do you?
Asterisk.
Yeah.
We're putting an asterisk right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because our guys want the opportunity to play, and we would play it.
Yeah. So they had their issues with injuries and not a lot of players on the roster. So a bye week, and then next week down in Jacksonville, Illinois College, and then finally home again November 2nd, Cornell homecoming game. Coach, always appreciate your time. Looking forward to checking in with you next week.
Yeah. Safe travels to everybody tonight, and enjoy the games this weekend.